Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Coffee creamers right now, I need to say that they have completely gotten out of hand. I remember when coffee creamers kind of, I don't want to say started because I'm not sure of it, but when my parents, this was like early 90s, they started buying International Delight Irish cream.
Ooh.
So your coffee would taste like Irish cream. And they bought it like crazy. They drank a ton of it. It was delicious. Irish cream, hazelnut, maybe vanilla. Fast forward to 2021, and I'm going to read you a list of the coffee creamers that have been manufactured and put out in the market.
Let's go.
After eight. Turtles, Coffee Crisp, Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, M&M's, Almond Joy, Willy Wonka's Whipple Scrumptious Fudgy Caramel, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles, Glazed Donuts. Want to talk about cake? Red Velvet. Birthday cake. How about you buy the campfire and you really miss that s'more flavor? Yes, s'mores. This is disgusting. Buddy the Elf sugar cookie, ginger snap, Oreos. This might be the worst one. Peeps.
Aww.
Those marshmallows from Easter. Peeps.
What was the Willy Wonka one again?
Willy Wonka's Whipple Scrumptious Fudgy Caramel.
That's too much. This, why do you need a coffee creamer of that specific of a flavor?
This has turned into, you know how we joke about Oreos, how they've gone over the top with their flavors? It's now happening with coffee creamers.
Like, who's drinking their coffee and going, ah, oh, this is good, but you know what it could use? Some Willy Wonka's Wapple Wonka, whatever it was called.
Whipple Scrumptious Fudgy Caramel.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, you know what? My coffee is really good this morning, but I kind of wish it tasted like Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Coffee is an adult beverage, right? If you need these things for your coffee, maybe coffee's not for you.
Fruity Pebbles?
Come on.
Coffee does not need to taste like fruit.
Grow
if anything,
off.
Maybe raspberry mocha at the most. At the most.
Imagine being,
also, that flavor exists, by the way.
I'm just picturing a grown man buying that Willy Wonka caramel sauce whippersnapper or whatever. One more time, what is it?
Willy Wonka's Whipple Scrumptious Fudgy Caramel.
Sure.
Also, like, glazed donut.
Why?
Does it actually taste like a glazed donut?
It's just it's got some chunks of glazed donut in there as well, like Orbit's Pop back in the day.
I don't know why it gets me so worked up. I just find it to be absolutely ludicrous.
As Jerry Seinfeld would say,
what's the deal with creamer flavors?
So my wife got a new pair of shoes yesterday.
What? No.
That's it. That's the conversation.
That's
commercials. Just want to brag about my wife. She has new shoe money. Things are going pretty well at the Kroger household. No, she buys new shoes, and then with the box, usually, see you later, right? Okay, recycling. But it's November, which means every box you must save because we might need it for Christmas.
I can't even express to you how passionate I am about this subject. We've talked about this story. When we moved from my other house, from our other house
from
into this one.
From my other house?
From my other house, I had to part with at least two bags of boxes that I had saved. It was
the
very
horror.
Honestly, though, when you go to so much work to like accumulate all these wonderful boxes.
All
and then
that
you have
work,
to,
eh? Oh, all that strenuous
all
work.
Work. And then, so what I did is I picked like 10 boxes and I brought them with me to the new house. But now we have a better storage room at this house, so I have more room.
Oh my goodness.
And we just got new headphones today, and I unboxed them, and I was like, I am keeping this box.
Hey, what's the best part about your house? Is it the big backyard, the garage, the spacious living room?
No,
the storage room has a lot of space for my boxes.
Exactly.
We have like 49 boxes in our house right now. Usually we're a good like 8-9 box family, right? I think most people usually have around 8-10 empty boxes in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good number? How many empty boxes
do I currently have at home right
now? Just tackling the serious issues here on Cruise today.
Clayton.
How many empty boxes do you have in your house right now? I think 10's a normal amount of empty boxes to have. We've got like 50 in our house.
I know.
Just in case tons of Christmas gifts.
And that's the thing is like when it comes down to it, okay, but here's the thing. If I use those boxes for presents, I ask for them back.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because I want to use them again because they were good. God, saying this out loud is embarrassing.
That's a good box.
A problem.
That is true, though. You know you're old when you call a box a good box. That's a good box. I want that box back, okay?
It's embarrassing.
Want that box back. Oh, that light bulb just went over my head there.
Hmm.
I've done that before.
I know.
Here I am chirping box people.
I even ask for bows back, like really good
bows. That's taking it too far, I think. The bows. I think that's part of the gift is getting the bow. You can reuse the bow on your own gift.
But they never do. They just add it to the pile of garbage.
Oh, I save bows.
So
you
do
gotta
I.
save some bows. But boxes, mm-hmm. people go, like, you always save boxes. You use maybe five because you get lazy at the end. You throw everything in bags anyway. We're a bag fan. We don't even put our presents in boxes, and yet we're hoarding these boxes like they're going to be the new cryptocurrency.
Wow.
Box coin. It's going to happen. Today's Hinterland Who's Who takes a closer look at the majestic snowbrush, or as it's more commonly known here in Saskatchewan, the scraper.
There are many different breeds of scrapers. There's the Free Auto Shop scraper that will break after 2 weeks. There's the homemade scraper that's made out of an old broom or broken hockey stick. The mini scraper that's the size of a ruler. Yeah, stay away from those. They are nothing but trouble.
The scraper has started its annual migration from the trunk of your car to the back seat. The decision to abandon his summer home is a difficult one. He's grown fond of his trunk neighbor, the jumper cables, and even chose the reusable grocery bags as a mate. But he knows that he must leave it all behind to keep the entire car safe.
You know how a chameleon blends into its surroundings? The scraper needs to do the opposite. It needs to make itself seen in the back seat. If it isn't, the scraper risks being replaced by a gift card, an old CD, or even worse, a Blockbuster membership card.
A hidden snowbrush may also lead to disaster for the person in the back seat. Ever sit on a scraper that's hidden under a jacket? A quick stab on the butt cheek is not a great way to start the day.
If you see a windshield scraper in the wild, remember, don't feed it. They don't eat food. You'll look pretty ridiculous trying to feed cornflakes to a scraper, and your family will probably be pretty worried about you.
For a more complete story, why not contact the Canadian Wildlife Service in Ottawa?
Because of Remembrance Day yesterday, we couldn't talk about Paul Rudd and his new distinguished title as the world's sexiest man.
Well, yeah, the sexiest man alive.
According to People Magazine.
According to People Magazine. I don't know about this whole thing. Like, the title of sexiest man, like, I don't know. I've never really delved into it to see what their areas encompass a sexiest man.
Dolvide, by the way.
Dolvide.
Okay. Yes.
Because I have to say, Paul Rudd, one of my favorite actors. He's hilarious. He is good at what he does. He refuses to age. But I don't think I would call him the sexiest man. Like, he's cute.
See, that's the thing about being named sexiest man. It's a blessing and a curse because on one hand, hey, you're the sexiest man. On the other hand, everyone is now tearing you apart and judging every little thing about you. Yeah, Paul Rudd's good looking, but his ears are kind of weird. Like, everyone tries to poke and prod at the world's sexiest whatever, hey? Are they really that sexy, though? Like, look at their nose.
Well,
their nose isn't sexy. Then Paul Rudd's probably sitting there like, hey, thanks.
Exactly.
I didn't ask for this, guys. Thanks a bunch, though.
Just gotta give it to me.
Hey.
Because the thing is, too, everybody's opinion on who they think is the sexiest man is completely different.
Christopher Walken.
The panel and People Magazine was like, no, he's the one.
Bob Barker, close second, by the way.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken and Bob Barker are the peak of sexiness. I'm sorry.
You have a thing for older
Every
gentlemen.
Man strives to look like Christopher Walken.
Okay.
That's just a fact.
My other issue is that Paul Rudd, they've taken photos of him in all these, like, uber sensual, sexy-ish type
Weird.
Poses. And it
yeah.
just, I don't know, it doesn't fit for me.
He's doing, like, the Rose from Titanic, hey? He's got the hand or the arm behind the head
and
there on the couch.
He looks good. Like, I'm not saying he doesn't look good. Here's my other question. I have so many questions about Paul Rudd. Everyone's like, oh my God, he never ages.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that he's just on the down low getting, like, slight tweaks of plastic surgery and he's fooling everybody?
No, he's a witch.
You think?
Or he's the real life version of that book, Tuck Everlasting. Remember that book?
Yeah.
It had the water spring where if you drank from it, you stayed the same age. Paul Rudd.
There we go.
Paul Rudd is Tuck Everlasting.
And the sexiest man.
Yesterday, I discovered that I'm a shovel nerd. Shovel nerd, it's a new phrase, new nickname, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lawn dad in the summer and a shovel nerd in the winter. I love it when my driveway is perfect.
Who doesn't?
Like, yesterday was the perfect shovel day because of Remembrance Day, not a lot of people working. So no tire tracks or no footprints on your driveway.
Yep.
Which meant you could shovel without any worries.
It was the perfect temperature.
Without worrying about your shovel hitting a pack of ice or pack down snow and hitting you right in the groin while you shovel. Like, you didn't have to worry about that. And afterwards, you didn't have to worry about the driveway looking bad with just marks or packed down snow, whatever. It was perfect shovel conditions yesterday, Stacey.
It was.
Perfect shovel conditions. And I was smiling while shoveling.
I was smiling while watching Sean shovel.
I know I'm not the only one because I posted the photo up on Cruz's Facebook page because I'm like, am I the only really weird shovel nerd here? Nuh-uh. Bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be sharing photos of my driveway all winter long on Cruz's Facebook page. We're going to start a shovel appreciation group and just how good the shoveling of your driveway can be.
Here's what happens, though, is the lawn-obsessed people in the summertime transfer to shoveling obsessed people in the winter.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's a natural progression.
Mm-hmm. It's like we're shedding our summer coat, if you will. Does that make sense? Do you shed? No. Yeah.
No,
right?
You shed a winter coat.
Yeah, shed the winter coat. Whatever. It's do the opposite.
You're putting on your winter coat.
There we go.
Literally
and metaphoric.
You were saying, though, about how, like, once the driveway's clean and you want to keep it that way, and Brenly came home and she was kicking snow off the car onto your perfectly shoveled driveway.
Might have to put Brenly on waivers here because it was just not cool, Brenly. She comes home and after I shovel, and I take like an hour shoveling the driveway. It's not a big driveway, but I want it perfect, right? I want the borders to look good. Mm-hmm. I want the sidewalk to be perfect. She comes home, and what does she do right away when she parks? Kicks all the packed down snow and ice from her wheel wells. And then she has to leave, like 30 minutes later, drives over them and flattens them out. You can't get that off for the rest of the year. It's stuck there now. Even with the scraper, like the chipper, you can't get that off there. It's done now. Wheel well snow and ice is stuck there forever.
Here's what I did. I don't want to brag, but Sean shoveled and I had to scrape off my car so I could leave. I gave myself a little hole in the side mirror on the side window and the front, and I backed onto the street and brushed the snow off. So I wouldn't get it on the driveway.
Wife of the year.
Thank you.
Over
thank
there.
You.
Learned something about my neighbor yesterday, though. My neighbor, Nick. Been living next to him for 3 years now. Always brag about how we're great neighbors with each other. We lend stuff to each other if I need something. Hey, I got it for you. No worries. And vice versa. He's in a punk rock band.
Wow.
This guy, Nick, he has 3 kids. He's playing Ultimate Frisbee with them on the front yard. Like, the last guy you'd expect to be in a punk rock band, he's in a punk rock band. Comes up to me while I'm raking the leaves. He's like, man, I'm in this punk rock band. Check it out. Gives me a CD. Again, I'm like, I'm just flabbergasted. I'm like, I had no idea.
Can you play it on the radio?
And I was, no, he wasn't like that. Because I still don't think he knows him on the radio. I don't know. But still, he was like, no, just check it out. We got these CDs made. And I thought I'd give you a free copy.
That's
just being a nice
cool.
guy. Right, not doing the whole play my CD on the radio thing. He wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
His band name, though, Driveway Legends. And I thought that was a real good band name right there. Driveway Legends or The Driveway Legends. I don't know which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
Great band name right there, hey? And it kind of reminded me of that scene from The Dirt. The Netflix documentary about the Motley Crue, right? Or The Motley Crue.
The Motley Crues?
The Motley Crues. Yes, that kind of famous band. But do you remember when Mick Mars is trying out for the band for the first time, yeah?
Here for the audition?
Yep.
Well, I'm Tommy.
Mick Mars.
I'm the drummer.
Scrawny for a drummer.
I used to be in Sweet 19, so.
Band.
Hey, man. You ever even see us play?
Sweet 19?
Yeah.
Don't need to. Band with a name, 10 times out of 10, band.
So, a band with a bleeping name is usually going to be bleeping bad, right?
Okay.
Is that the case, though? Are there any good bands out there that have a bad name?
Yes.
Moist right out the gate here. Okay, we know. Moist.
Sure, sure.
Okay, yeah. Moist is number one. But are there any other bands out there?
I always thought Smashing Pumpkins was weird. What? I don't know.
I love that name.
It's different. I don't know. It just seems like... It's like, hey, we did that once. We smashed pumpkins. Let's call ourselves.
I love that scene from The Simpsons, though, when the Smashing Pumpkins were on it. He's like, Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins. Homer Simpson, smiling politely.
Yeah, that's a good one. I also think Boney M is odd.
Okay.
I looked into that one. It was like a placeholder. Like, it was like a name he'd heard on TV.
Oh,
they used
really?
That.
Okay.
Orchestral Movements in the Dark.
That's a
OMD.
Yeah, okay.
The abbreviation's cool.
Yeah.
But the actual name itself I thought was kind of weird.
What about the Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We mean good bands.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to all you ICP fans out there. All four of you must be just livid right now.
Also, though, what about U2? Great band. What's with the name? I should have maybe looked into that one, too.
Jerry Seinfeld.
This one's from Wayne. Elton John, Tiny Dancer. We have the classic one, right? Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza?
Yeah.
Not that at all. Wayne hears, Hold Me Close, I'm Tired of Dancing.
Dance on, right?
Dance on. Hold me close.
It's got like a little Louisiana accent at the end there. Dance on.
Makes sense. Hold me close. I don't feel like standing. Just I'm tired of dancing. Hold me up.
Mm-hmm.
Not the correct lyrics. Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer.
This next one is from me. I heard this one.
And we can submit whatever we want, right?
It's our show.
Yeah.
We make the rules. Brian Adams, Kids Wanna Rock. I hear, Kevin, I need ya. I got somebody's coffee. Hey,
Kevin, I need ya. Somebody's so good.
Kevin, I need you. I got somebody's coffee. I don't know who it's for. You're the intern, Kevin. What am I doing here? Kevin, I need ya. Got someone's coffee. What am I doing? The actual lyrics. Give me a DJ. I got something he's got to play.
Oh, I love that one. Thanks, Clayton.
You're welcome.
Last one's from Stu.
Great name.
It's very strong.
The world needs more Stews.
Kansas, Carry On, My Wayward Son. I love this one. At the end, he says, Hormones.
Big show with a fan, Big Mouth, apparently.
Hormones can be a bit of a bitch.
I'm just saying.
The actual lyrics, though, are no more.
Everyone who's a fan of Hormones now is going to be texting in the show. Why is Stacey talking bad about Hormones?
Who? I guess know. Hormones can
joke.
Be good.
That's the joke. There are no fans of Hormones out there. Maybe there are. Text us, 938-0963.
Please don't.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.